Different article writers where appropriate. We may have some amendments, and hopefully we're going to come to some good conclusions here at the end. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Stephanie. Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, were you wanting to start with Article 1 first? Or with Article...
Yeah, the Article 1 differences. We all have a sheet that says Article 1 differences.
Then I might defer to Mr. Lundeen.
That'll be fine. Mr. Lundeen, can you help us?
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking off this Article 1 rider differences sheet. Okay, and then I'll be going through on the side-by-side. We take a look under, let's see, the legislature, and those riders that are the same, I'm assuming that we will adopt those and they'll show up like there's a rider in the House. Is that kind of the assumption?
Yes.
I move that assumption.
Okay. Okay.
All in favor of that assumption?
Aye.
Sorry to say aye. Opposed? Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, then the first rider on the sheet that you have is on page R3. And this is the rider dealing with on lines 3.7, the $10,000 each year for the Legislators Forum.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption.
Moved by Chairman Murphy. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
The next rider is on page R4, starting at the top on lines 3.13. And this is the rider where the Legislative Coordinating Commission is entering into an agreement for the NCSL conference to provide a loan of $100,000 for the conference that will be in Minneapolis next year.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption.
Moved by the by Chairman Murphy. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
The next rider will be on page R6. This is under the Attorney General on line 5.6. This is the transfer of $65,000 a year to public safety for the grant for the Minnesota County Attorneys Association training.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption.
Moved by Chairman Murphy. Discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next rider is on page R9 under the Department of Administration. And this would be on the House side, starting on line 7.8. This is the Nellie Stone Johnson bust or statue.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption.
Moved by Chairman Murphy. Discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next one is on page R10. This is the in lieu of rent appropriation rider. It's the same on both sides, but we had a request from the Department of Administration to delete the word office. So if I look on the Senate side on line 8.6, the first word office would be deleted.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of A41.
Chairman Murphy has moved the adoption of the A41 amendment. Is there any discussion?
Thank you.
If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed.
Mr. Chair, do we then need to adopt the whole language?
Mr. Lundeen? Did you hear?
Yeah, we would probably then have to adopt.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll move adoption of the Senate language on 8.48.8.
Motion.
That language is adopted, or as amended.
Okay.
Get the right.
As amended language, we need to adopt that motion has been made by Representative Nelson. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next item is under public broadcasting, and we would be looking at the language on the House side, starting on line 7.28. And we would actually be taking all of the House riders there. I mean, they're very similar as on the Senate side, but we would be taking the Senate, and then we'll fill in the dollar amounts once we've decided on the spreadsheet. And there's just a couple of differences there. I think one place down on the rider for the ampers, I think that the House has the equipment language on line, starting on line 8.12. We actually had that on the wrong grants. We had it on the community service grants, but we wanted it on the equipment grants. And then I think there's also some language dealing with the foreign language information, too, that we would pick up that wasn't on the Senate side. So we would want to take all the riders then from line 7.28 down to 8.29 on the House side.
Minus the numbers. Okay. Motion by Representative Newton. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
The next item would be under the Arts Board. That's on page R18. And this is the language starting on line 12.11, dealing with the projects located in Minnesota and the travel restriction.
Discussion or comments?
Mr. Chair, this amendment was provided by Ms. Jens from the Arts Board as a substitution for the House language that was adopted from amendment on the House floor. Chair, I move adoption of A49.
Chairman Murphy has moved adoption of the A49 amendment. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Senator Cohen.
We've got some similar language, Mr. Chairman, with the legacy bill. So, is this language that was passed on, I was on the House floor, was there any discussion of it?
Yes, I think Senator Cohen, there was. Ms. Jens is here, and maybe she could make...
I don't even want to discuss it. Okay. Representative Murphy. I was just curious, and I apologize if you had some discussion in the conference committee earlier about this, as to whether or not there's any debate on the House floor. There's been different language being batted around, so I just wondered.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Senator Murphy.
Senator Cohen. Yes, there was a debate on the House floor, and some people wanted to be very restrictive and just for Minnesota. And there were several people that didn't want it to be amended at all, and they were kind of quiet. And then there were some people that thought the amendment was just fine. But we always like to cooperate and work well, and there seemed to be reasoning on making it a little more expansive. And so I offer A49. Okay. At the request of Ms. Jens, or at the suggestion of Ms. Jens.
Senator Cohen.
And Mr. Chairman, I just really don't want to get into a long discussion of it. We should, Mr. Chairman, watch out on our other conference committee to see what happens with this and make sure we're not passing any language that's contradictory.
We'll ask Ms. Jens to be vigilant on the next one. All right.
Mr. Chairman, on that point.
Yeah.
Since I don't have a voice at that conference committee, but I was surprised when I was entered the room and the room cleared immediately after I made my request. But Senator, maybe with the type of money, maybe the and the goals and the kind of extra steps that one has to take to get legacy funding, perhaps they don't have to have the exact same restrictions. But I can't imagine that you could tell a newspaper writer that this was from a grant from the board from other money and yours is a grant from legacy money, and so you have different policies. So maybe you're right, Senator. I bet you are right.
Other discussion? Otherwise, Chairman Murphy renews her motion to approve the A49 amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Thank you. Next.
We have to approve that wording, Mr. Chair.
Well, this is...
It's not.
It's replacement language.
Yeah.
It doesn't total... the amendment that we just approved was amending the language in 12.11 to 12.21. So now I think we should just approve the whole thing as amended.
That's my motion.
Okay. Motion by Representative Newton to approve all the language in that particular section. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen?
The next item is on page R19, and this is under the Minnesota Humanities Center, starting on the Senate side on line 15.3. So I think it's to adopt this rider and without the money. This is the Minnesota wins. Everybody wins.
Motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion.
Motion to approve this particular language without the money. Discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next item is under the Department of Veterans Affairs, and on page R25, if we go down on the Senate side, on line 19.7, this is the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans language, and we need to approve from lines 19.7 down to 19.25, up to veterans ending with the period, so it wouldn't include that last sentence talking about the base funding. And then we would leave the amount blank that's on line 19.8.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that provision from line 19.7 through 19.25 up to the word veterans.
Without the numbers.
Without the numbers.
All right. Motion by Representative Newton. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Lundeen.
The next item is on page R27, starting on line 20.11 on the Senate side, the Minnesota GI Bill. and we would take the Senate language there without the numbers.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Senate language without the numbers.
Motion to accept the Senate language without the numbers. Is there discussion? Otherwise, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And Mr. Lundeen.
And that would be it for the riders, because we did adopt those that were the same and were to the end.
Thank you. Now, our second page that you have in front of you is the remaining language changes for Articles 3, 5, 6, and 7.
Mr. Chair, we'll start on page R5.
Okay. Ms. James, could you talk into the mic a little bit here?
We'll start on page R5 of Article 3. This is Section 11 and Section 12 on that page, and then on the next page, Section 13. On the House side, these relate to the State Auditor Enterprise Fund.
Okay, we don't have a amendment for that, do we?
A34. Oh, yes, we have the A34.
Okay, you have the A34 before you.
And this is a change to the portion of this is a change that appears on page R7 to that subdivision 4 that is the reports to the legislature.
So that's 3221 through 3226.
That's where the amendment is, yes.
We're going to delete that and insert the A34. Is there
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion.
Motion
by the A34 amendment.
Motion by Representative Nelson to adopt the A34 amendment. Is there some discussion? If not,
Mr.
Auditor Otto, is there a modification that you would like to suggest? This is the modification that you suggested?
Yes.
So everything's fine? All right.
Okay. Renewing the A34 by Representative Nelson. Any discussion? Other discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Ms. James.
And then next, we're to page.
Mr. Chair, do we need to adopt that whole section then?
Okay, yeah.
Going back to our.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. We're going back to section 13, or was it before that?
11, 12, and 13. Mr. Chair, I'll move that we adopt 11, 12, and 13 as amended.
On Representative Nelson's motion, any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And then on page.
All right, thank you, Ms. James.
And then on page R15. On the Senate side, section. We've already adopted section 12. So the motion would be to adopt section 13. And then also on page 16, section 14. And this deals with the North Star fees.
Okay, so everybody understand what we're doing here? Okay. We're on continuing appropriations?
Mr. Chair. We're on page R15 on the Senate side, section 13.
Okay, it's so we skip continuing the second and third. Okay. So
it's.
But they are all included in these amendments.
We're not taking them.
Okay. So anyway, we're R15, R16, and we have some amendments that we need to review.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if the committee was wanting to take a vote on the provisions that I skipped.
Yeah, we need to.
I see. All right, then I'm going back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
On page R9, section, or actually R8, section 18, the continuing appropriations.
Okay, so we're going to take the Senate position there.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language. Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language for section 18.
Okay. So on the House, there's a motion by Representative Nelson to accept the House language. Is there some discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair.
This amendment came about as a result of our experience with the former shutdown that we had, and the individuals that offered the language and the bill in our committee thought that there should be some things that people count on that wouldn't necessarily be shut down in a situation like rest stops, state parks, and beer. And so the majority of people in the House of Representatives agree.
Any other discussion? Well, we didn't have this. I think one of the reasons was is I'm not sure we agree with that whole concept. So anyway, so I we need to take a vote on Representative Nelson's motion to accept the House position there. All in favor of that, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
We better have a show of hands. All those in favor? All those opposed? The amendment fails. Okay, R10A3. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, on page R10, the motion would be whether to adopt section 19, dealing with federal contingency planning.
Discussion on this was in anticipation or what after sequestration? Representative Simon.
Mr. Chair, this was a provision that originally came from Representative Joyce Pepin. And it was originally a little bit more expansive than this, but it came as a result of sequestration, and I'm sort of channeling her idea here, but the committee was persuaded and the House was persuaded that in the event of something like sequestration, it would be a good idea for agencies to at least, even in really short form, kind of inform us that something was happening and speak in very broad general terms about what they plan to do about it. That's really it. And at one point, in its original form, it would have required an MMB report, but MMB persuaded us that they had enough to do without this, so the language in here is all about the agencies themselves, not MMB, just giving us a very broad and general report. So the House was persuaded by that.
So the House language, is somebody make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Representative Simon moves the House language. dealing with sequestration, the reporting of each agency thereof in short form as to what's going to happen with their potential reduction in funds. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The amendment fails. All right. Now we're on, Ms. James, we're on the fourth. And there's a number of amendments here.
Yes. We're on R15, on page R15.
R15.
Section 13 on the Senate side, and then going on to section 14 on the next page, R16. Amendments are being passed out.
Okay, so we have a number of amendments. Is there anything you want to explain? Ms. James, or?
Well, you have the A47 in front of you, and this deals with, this is on, is inserted on page, onto line 33.3. Just a second, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Page 33.3, yes.
This is language.
And some explanation of that, or?
Well, I'm trying to make sense of the page and lines on here. Mark, does that make sense to you? Page 33. Oh, there it is. All right. So on line 33.3, after the word office, the office of OET had suggested inserting the phrase subject to the approval of the agency or office responsible for the data or services involved in this transaction. And this was to give comfort that these fees would not be imposed or these contracts entered into without the approval of the agency.
Discussion on potential amendments.
I'll move the A47.
All right. Thank you, Representative Newton. He moved the A47 amendment. Do we have some discussion?
Mr. Chair, is there
anyone? Yes, Chairman Murphy.
Is there anyone that encourages us to accept this amendment?
Mr. Aitken.
Mr. Chair, members, this amendment was proposed by Mr. Goldsmith from the Campaign Finance Board, who shared some concerns at your last hearing. We fully support the amendment and would encourage adoption.
With that discussion or input, Representative Newton renews his motion to approve the A47 amendment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ms. James.
There's another amendment coming, I believe.
We have the A39 amendment.
That's the same one. Those were identical amendments. So you don't need that.
So we don't need this identical amendment?
Yeah. I'll admit, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Nelson.
It's not an identical amendment because on line, this is on different line page. It says on 32, line point, 3 point, on line 30, page 32, line 31. It's after office. The other one was on 33.3, yes. So it's two different spots.
Mr. Chair, we've adopted the proper one. The A39 has the wrong page and line.
Okay.
So disregard A39, it's about the wrong line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. James, we have one more? Go ahead, Ms. James, on the A48.
Mr. Chair, this amendment modifies the makeup of the e-government advisory council, and that is on page R16, section 14. This adds a member who is appointed by the governor and who is knowledgeable in public access to government data.
Does anybody have any background on this particular? There must be a reason why we did this.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lundin reminds me that this was suggested by Rich Neumeister.
Okay. Anybody care to move this amendment?
Mr. Chair, I will.
Chairman
Murphy. Adoption of A48.
Chairman Murphy moves adoption of E48. Is there discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I
yes,
may,
Representative Newton.
We now have to adopt the Senate version.
For 13 and 14.
Both 13 and 14, yeah.
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
Mr. Chair, okay. I'll move that section 13 and 14 of the Senate language be adopted as amended.
Representative Nelson moves that sections 13 and 14 of the adopted language be approved as amended.
Okay. As amended be approved, I probably
as amended be approved. Discussion. Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ms. James.
Mr. Chair and members, on page R17 is the next provision. This is section 23. This is the requirement that legislators pay a higher premium for their insurance coverage, health insurance.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language of section 23 on page R17 of House language.
Okay. And that was that had something to do with increasing health premiums,
Mr. Chair, if I might. That came as a floor amendment, I believe, and the member that pushed this forward felt that the legislators should have more skin in the game as how it comes to their health insurance, and that is what brought the amendment forward.
I see. Okay. All right. On the amendment of the House language on R17, which one was that? 30.
Lines 37.5 to 37.14.
Okay. Discussion. If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The amendment fails. All right, continuing on.
The last item in section, in Article 3, is on page R22. This is section 32 on the House side, and it is the CGIP reimbursement for employees who lost their CGIP coverage during the audit that was authorized last year.
Mr. Chair, this was an amendment that was brought to the floor by Representative McNamara. And if you recall, he had a constituent who had to pay out of pocket for his insurance because he didn't get his forms in on time. And we heard from Mr. Morocco that this could cost something in the neighborhood of $2 million in terms of reimbursement.
Okay, so Representative Newt, you move this House language?
I move this.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? If not, the accepting of R22A3C GEP reimbursement House language, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion fails. All right, now we're on to Article 5.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Simon.
Thank you.
Representative Simon, excuse me.
Mr. Shepherd helpfully informed me here that there are two other sections that are very technical that I think we'll have to adopt with respect to the auditor's requested fund, audit fund, and that is sections, this is would be on pages R21 and R22. Simply adopting first on R21 section 29. It's literally, as you can see, it's just the only change is a cross reference from 6.58 to 6.581.
Okay.
That would be the first one. So I'll move that adoption of House section 29.
Representative Simon moves on page R21A3 section 29. Discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And second, thank you, Representative Simon. Yes.
One more, Mr. Chair. This is all Mr. Shepherd's helpful suggestion here. There's also the repealer at the end. The next page, section 33. Again, it's just technical, but I think we need it to accomplish the aim here. So.
Okay, so on R22A3, Representative Simon moves that we accept, adopt Section 33, the repealer. Is there any discussion on that? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have, and we have one more amendment. Mr. Berggren's going to pass and get it passed out for us. And Ms. James, you aware of that one?
I'm sure I'll remember when I see it.
Okay. I think you will, too. We have the A43 amendment. So we're on page
39. Mr. Chair, I'll move the A43 amendment.
Representative Newton moves the A43 amendment. Is there some discussion? This does what?
Mr. Chair and members, this amendment came to the committee through Bill Straczynski, and it relates to allowing a station to not require the station to purchase equipment before receiving it allows the station to not have to It provides that the commissioner may not require a station to purchase equipment before receiving grant funds.
Right. Yeah. Now I remember it too. Yeah. So they can get the equipment and then
apply for the grant.
Yeah.
It's just chair.
Yeah, get the grant and then buy the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So is there a motion?
I.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Newton. So you're moving the A43 amendment. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are on Article 5.
Mr. Chair, the first item in Article 5 is on page R3. It is Section 5. The committee will remember that the House and the Senate had different amounts, grant amounts for the CBSO program. On the House side, Section 5, is, I believe, the motion that the committee would like to consider.
House position. Section 5 on is that R3? Where is it?
R2, A2.
Okay.
Very good. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor of accepting that language, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ms. James.
The next item is on page R6 on the Senate side, section 9. This is enabling language to establish a veterans home in Beltrami County.
And Representative Purcell, were we going to speak to this, or are we going to put this off for right now, or how would you like to handle this?
With my understanding, it's not going to be accepted.
Okay. Then, if everybody, I think we can do this by...
just not accepted. At the moment.
Yeah, not accepted. Okay. Next.
On page R6 on the House side is Section 8, and this makes dishonorable discharge from the U.S. Armed Forces a path to rehabilitation to allow public employees and licensees who have been convicted of a crime a way to once again be employed.
Mr. Chair, I move the House language.
Moved by Representative Newton that we accept the House language. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Accepted.
On page R7 on the House side is Section 9. This is incentives for veteran or preferences for veteran-owned small businesses in contract bidding.
I would like to move Section 9, Mr. Chair.
Representative Newton moves Section 9, House language. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And then beginning on the bottom of page R7 on the House side, Section 10, this allows for reciprocity for peace officers in taking an exam to be a peace officer to those who are in active military service.
Mr. Chair, I move for Section 10.
Representative Newton moves Section 10, House language. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Pause just a second.
We'll pause just a second. Okay, Article 6 is revenue, and we have some language on debit card data practices reporting that we need to discuss. Chairman Murphy.
I move adoption of A45.
Chairman Murphy has moved the adoption of the A45 amendment. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Murphy.
The department has indicated that they don't want to make a report and are that they want to continue with their plan, and so this is a way that we could conduct a data security audit.
Thank you.
And I think that would perhaps get us the same answers that a report would.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it's something that we should have.
Very good. So I... Chairman Murphy, you move.
I move adoption of the A45.
You renew your adoption of the A45 amendment. Is there other discussion? Representative Nelson.
No, I just...
Let's take this one vote here, Erz.
I'm standing.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Mr. Nelson.
Okay. Yeah, Representative Simon.
Mr. Chair, just a quick question. I thought I saw Mr. Nobles here earlier. I assume he's been consulted on this and agrees to it, but I thought I saw him here earlier, but I thought maybe he'd want to comment, but I don't know if anyone knows his position.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Murphy.
Yeah.
Mr. Mosman, would you want to comment?
Mr. Chairman and members, thank you for the opportunity. For the record, I am thinking about cutting up all my debit cards myself after the number of times I've come up on this, but I do think that if there was a choice between the debit card study that's in the bill, I mean, we're happy to provide the legislature information either of these ways. Frankly, the debit card study that's in the bill, if we continued forward with that, I think would provide actually more timely information to the legislature because it's due January of next year, and I think that this requirement here, which is actually something that the legislative auditor can already do probably under their existing statutes, and my guess would be delayed.
So on the, any other discussion on the amendment, the A45 amendment? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, I'll move.
I'm going to recess for 10 minutes.
Can we just adopt this one when we're done with this section?
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the Section 14, or whatever, the Section 13 as amended.
Motion by Representative Nelson to adopt this section. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're going to recess for 10 minutes. Come back into order. And we have our next amendment dealing with the debit card, the A. What is it?
A45.
No. That's the one we just adopted.
Yeah.
Good thing Mitch is on this
one.
What? Good thing Mitch is all the way to this.
Yes, thank goodness, because I was...
Look, I don't know what's coming.
Thank you for this. I don't know what I couldn't make sense of it.
Thank you. When we did this list, I thought I was going to be explaining it, so I didn't write that down. Was a few days
did
ago.
Did you make that list?
I can't mention the list. He gives his list now. Copied something I did.
Okay.
I see.
On the A46 amendment, does everybody understand? Do we have an explanation?
Mr. Chair and members, this was a suggestion from Rich Neumeister to allow people to opt out of receiving their refunds through a debit card and to take a check instead.
Yeah, we should have somebody. Matt, could you give Commissioner? Could you give us a little insight here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, Matt Mossman from the Department of Revenue. Just quickly in the way of background, you know, we're looking at the debit card transition as a way to be more efficient and save resources, and we frankly think from what we're learning from other states, if done well, provides a better opportunity because it can be used both just like a check to get cash, just like a check to deposit in a checking account and use a debit card of your private banking account, or to use it as a debit card if you are in a member of the unbanked community or don't have ready access to a financial institution. And so we appreciate the thoughts that Mr. Neumeister brought to the committee, but I do think that, first of all, this would have a spreadsheet issue, because most certainly we would have to, at least for 1 year and possibly for longer than that, go back and revision and see how this would look like. We know we have done some checking since the testimony. We know of at least one other state that had quite a difficult experience with a lot of confusion among taxpayers with the opt-out. There's a couple of categories of things. I think we as a department would probably have a much more difficult time attracting a qualified financial institution to facilitate the transaction, because volume is important to them. And obviously we would have a different amount of participants in the program as a result, and probably the primary thing that would be reflected in is they would be unwilling to have the same almost free fee schedule for that we're anticipating for all of the transactions. So I think it would be less of a benefit in that regard to the debit card users, to taxpayers, when they get the card, because there would be more fees. So I think there's just a number of issues, and I do have some other points, but in the interest of time, you know, I can answer questions or go through more. I think just one other thing, you know, to highlight is that we have, this is clearly going to be a challenge to help taxpayers understand this transition and help work through this transition when we make it. I think the communication challenge in that primarily is helping them, one, be aware of the debit cards instead of checks, and how to use the debit card without hurdles, and to understand that process. I think if we're also educating them on the option and what the options are, it just further complicates the rollout and the effort to do that and to do so effectively. So again, we appreciate the recommendation, but I think in this case, on its face, while it seems like better customer service to offer the option, we're not convinced that that would be the case, and ultimately I think we would have to delay and rethink that.
Questions for Mr. Mosman? Chairman Murphy.
Mr. Chair, it sounds like maybe you're not recommending the opt-out, and I was wondering what you would think about an opt-in.
Mr. Moss.
Mr. Chair and Representative Murphy, I think for all of the reasons that I walked through, for all practical purposes, it would be the same thing. I mean, it would be, if you opted in, first of all, we would still have, I mean, I think they would be the same thing. You would basically have to find room on the form for the taxpayer. You would have to have the education as to what the option is. You would have to have them opt in. You'd have fewer people doing it. You'd have the financial institutions less interested in working with the state to provide the service. So I think you'd have the same fee structure issue, because the volumes would be different. So I think you would have similar issues with opt in or opt out.
How's your question, Jerry Murphy?
Thank you.
Other questions? Discussion.
Have you heard anything about how it's going with Social Security?
Mr. Mosman.
Mr. Chair and Senator Eaton, I have not heard anything. I don't have any specific information on that.
Because I think they just went into effect recently.
I believe they had a two-year transition year, and it is required now.
Okay. Other questions? Somebody care to make the motion? I guess we're not going to have that motion. All right. we have one more amendment. And this is, what is this, out of Article 1? This is out of Article 2. The sunset. We have the A42 amendment. Ms. James or Mr. Lundeen, can somebody explain it?
Mr. Chair and members, this amendment assigns duties that were sort of like what the Sunset Commission was doing to the Legislative Coordinating Commission.
It's not the LCC, but the Legislative
Commission on Planning and Fiscal Policy.
Okay. Hey, this is a group that's already here and doing this type of thing, so we thought it might be an appropriate place to take up the slack. Somebody who's... Chairman Murphy.
Mr. Shepard, do you have additions? Any additions?
No, Madam Chair and Mr. Chair, I think Ms. James explained it very well.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Nelson.
I'll move the 842 amendment. One of the tasks of the Sunset Commission was to eliminate duplicative government functions, and this is, again, we were eliminating it. The legislative auditor already does that work. And this will be moving this section of that to another commission that we already have that is already doing this work, and just proves that why the Sunset Commission wasn't necessary.
Okay. Representative Nelson moves the A42 amendment. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Anything else to come before this committee right now? Okay, well, we'll adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I think we should recess.
This committee will recess to the call of the chair. Favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Suggestion for Madam Chair for the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I think that we've gone through the bill and the changes in public, but we have not gone through a spreadsheet in public, and so I think we have to do that as soon as they are available.
Senator Coleman's going to come over so that we can bring the meeting back to order and vote to go beyond midnight.
Well, we're in order right now. Okay. So if he gets here, then that's all we need.
Thank you.
11:55. Is the house adjourned? I thought as soon as they said it, boy.
48 hours.
Education finance.
We did it. We did environment for the first 4 hours. So.
Yeah, I know. Education.
And now we're
2 hours. So you better get that done. We need to close taxes.
Closed. It's closed.
Keep going.